Bruce Wilkerson shares in Secrets of the Vine, "One early spring, Darlene and I moved our family to the country. We needed to slow down. I walked over to my neighbor to say hi, and all around him was a heap of grape branches. 'You don't like grapes, I guess,' I said to him. And the neighbor said, 'I love them. We can either have a lot of beautiful leaves or have the biggest, juiciest, sweetest grapes you could ever want. You just can't have both.'" And so Bruce learned very early on, as he was meeting his neighbor out in the country, one of the secrets of pruning and growing really great fruit, and that is, if you're going to really have a lot of fruit, you need to prune the vine. You really can't have a beautiful-looking bush with a lot of leaves and also really great grapes. You have to make a choice. And isn't that true in our lives? One of the greatest challenges that each of us have in our lives is to make a choice. We don't like to make a choice. We like to have both and, not either or, right? But yet, the reality that's brought home to us today in this opening example is that often in our lives, we need to make a choice, especially if we're going to have a life that is incredibly fruitful, that has, if you will, some of the juiciest, sweetest, abundant harvest of grapes. We need to prune back a lot of the leaves on that vine so that that could happen. We need to be intentional about that. I continue my series today on Bruce's book, Secrets of the Vine, which is based on John 15, where we have Jesus' wonderful story about the vine and the branches. And in that particular story, he shares a very important truth. He says that certain branches that are fruitful, that the Father, the gardener, will prune them even more, that they would be more fruitful. Now again, one of the things that's true about our lives is that usually pruning is not a pleasant process. It's not something that we enjoy. It's not something we would choose to go through. In fact, the word prune means to reduce, to thin, or to cut off. And this is the gardener's secret. One of the gardener's secret is that in order to have more, you have to have less. In order to have more wonderful grapes that are succulent, in order to have more of the fruit, which is the whole purpose of the vineyard in the first place, you have to cut back a lot of leaves. You have to have, if you will, a heap of leaves in order to have an abundant harvest of grapes. And there's a choice involved in that. And it's one of the secrets of the vine that Bruce shares in his book. It's the second one. If your life bears some fruit, God will intervene to prune you. God will intervene to prune you. And the gardener of your life, the Lord God Almighty, has a purpose in the pruning that happens in your life. One is to remove growth that is dead or dying. I'm sure all of you have seen plants before where overall they're looking pretty good, but there's a couple of branches, there's a couple part of the plants that are obviously dead or dying. And anybody that works around plants or works with trees will take the time to get rid of that dead branch, to prune it off so that no more nutrients are wasted on it, but go to the other branches that are very healthy, and so the fruit can grow. And so that's what happens. That's what God does with our lives spiritually as well. Another reason that the gardener prunes our lives is to make sure that sunlight can get to the fruit-bearing trees. Sometimes on a tree, there are branches that block other branches that are more fruit-bearing. And so the gardener, the vine dresser, will remove those branches so that more sunlight can get to the fruitful branches and you can bear even more fruit. Do you get the theme that's going on here? Fruit. Can you say fruit with me? Fruit. That's what God is after in your life. God wants even more. More and more. There you go. You're getting it. We're getting there. That's what God wants. Another reason why the gardener prunes is he wants to increase the size and quality of the fruit. That's what he wants. He does. And encourage new fruit to develop. And so as much as you and I might be into the certain branches of our lives, as much as you and I might favor certain parts of our life, and have certain patterns in our life that have been there for so long that we can't even bear the thought of getting rid of them, in all honesty. The gardener of the vine has one thing in mind, and that is, I'm liking this. Yeah, that's right. He's thinking about fruit. Think about that. Because that's the place that God wants your mind and my mind to turn, especially when he is busy pruning our lives in places where we don't want him doing that. Ultimately, God wants to bring a greater fruitfulness in our life. Wilkerson writes, in pruning, God asks you to let go of things that keep you from his kingdom purposes and your ultimate good. Now, part of the reality in this pruning process is that the gardener is the one who does the pruning. One of the things a fruit tree can't do is prune itself. A plant can't prune itself. There needs to be a caretaker. There needs to be a gardener who actually does the pruning. And the same is true for your life and my life spiritually. And so we need to trust that God, the gardener of our branch of our life, knows what he's doing. Guess what? He knows what he's doing. You can smile, especially for some of you that are going through a real pruning right now or are kind of scared about the place I'm going to and what this might mean for your life. God knows what he's doing in your life, and he knows exactly how to prune you, how to shape you. He knows who and what to cut off. And he knows the fruit that he's going after. In fact, God knows your life better than you know your life and better than the people around you know your life. And God knows the ultimate destiny for you and what he's desiring to do in your life in shaping you. And so God knows how to prune our lives and how to touch us that way. So what are some areas that he prunes? Well, actually, that is the wrong question. The truth is God prunes everything in a person's life until you perfectly become what he's calling you to be. And this is a lifelong process. We just had a study a little bit earlier where we covered a section in the book called mature pruning, that for those who have been walking with Christ for a while, that the pruning gets even more intensive and more deep. I know this is what you exactly wanted to hear. And more deep. And more painful at times, but also produces even greater fruitfulness in our lives. So what are the things that God may prune in your life? Well, God may cut away people in your life. People that are very important to you. People maybe that aren't too important to you. Maybe an enemy. That'd be great, wouldn't it? Maybe somebody who's a really close friend. And again, this pruning, this cutting away might mean an end to the relationship, maybe moving on from it. Maybe in some ways that's already happening to you in different relationships. It just seemed to die and go away. There might have been a pruning that God was doing in your life at that point. Or maybe in the relationship there's some struggle or turmoil that's happening right now. And God is inviting you to come in repentance to him before that for what's going on, and the other person as well. And there's a pruning, there's a changing in the relationship that's happening, and it's not fun. I'm smiling, but it's still not fun, right? It's hard. It's difficult. And what might happen with that relationship is it might be preserved, it might ultimately grow, and there might be a deeper forgiveness and love and grace, and you can move on. Or it might be an ending. It might be a changing of some sort. You just don't know. But what's important is you need to trust that God knows what he's doing. And it's really important that you surrender to the process of pruning that's happening in your life. You need to take a knee and surrender to what God is doing in your life and trust that ultimately it's going to work for your good. Because ultimately it will, but it's going to take time. And you and I don't always know the end result. It's called faith. It's called faith and trusting that he's guiding and leading us in the best way possible. So God can cut away people and relationships in our lives. He can cut away things. It could be material things. It could be that thing that you really love the most that's really important to you and you enjoy it. You know, for us guys, we kind of wear something till it has holes and it's tattered and it kind of falls off of us. You know, that kind of thing, right? And thank God for that pruning, right, ladies? That's right. Finally, it's gone. Finally, it's gone. But God can prune away things as well. Again, in our study today, we were talking about the reality in Naples that, you know, we live in one of the wealthiest places in the world. We're so blessed in that way. And you go into some really beautiful homes, and they're great and incredible and just phenomenal, phenomenal blessings. And yet, a lot of times what we find is that people have these homes, but then there's also these storage units in addition to the home. Have you noticed that? In fact, I wish I had enough money to invest in some of the storage units that are going up. They just keep on growing around this place. And one of the things we reflected on is that we have a lot of stuff. We got a lot of stuff. In fact, we have so many things. Just stay with me for a moment. I know I'm getting personal now. That's okay. Just stay with me. We have so many things that are so important to us. And we can't fit them all in our houses. That we have to buy storage units to put them in. Because they're so important. And some of these storage units are small, but some of these storage units are palatial. I mean, they're big storage units. You can fit a lot of people in them. I'm just saying you might want to take a look at that. You might want to prayerfully consider that a little bit. And what God might be speaking to your heart and to my heart about that. I'll be honest with you, Jan and I, the house we bought, we got a third garage because one of the garages is our storage area, right? And we travel kind of light. We're in the military for a few years. We know what it is to purge. But you know what God's speaking to me? You know what, Joe, you might want to take a look at that storage area. I got some things I want to go through with you. There's a lot of stuff in there. Yep, it grows, baby. It grows. It grows. Oh, it's funny. You got to laugh. Come on, you can laugh. You got to laugh at yourself, man. It's funny. It's funny. Another thing, another area where God may begin to prune us is when our lives become too busy. You know, Naples, again, is a retirement community. Such a beautiful place. So many wonderful people. The retired people in this church and in this community inspire me. They really do. For Naples, it isn't about getting old. It's about being younger. It's about living life. I mean, you see people out there, and I'm not going to say an age because you got to be careful when you say an age in this place. But there are people out there in the community that are older. I mean, they're out there walking. They're out there riding a bike. You can tell they haven't done it in a while, but they're out there doing it. It's all about being young. It's all about being healthy. It's all about being alive, and I love it. That's what life is about. And the other thing I've noticed about the retirees here is you guys are busy. Oh, my gosh, you guys are busy. I thought retirement was about slowing down, but not for some of you. I mean, life is busy, and it's good that life is busy. It's good that there's a lot happening in life, but you know what? Sometimes you need to stop being busy. You can smile. It's okay. We become so busy in our lives with relationships, with activities, and with commitments that we no longer have time just to be still. We no longer have time to listen. We no longer have time to really just take a seat like my grandpa and I used to do in West Virginia on the back porch overlooking this long, big development of land and just sit on the swing for about an hour or two and just pass the time away looking out and reminiscing about the past and wondering where the time went. When was the last time you did something like that? Been a long time, hasn't it? And if that is the case, then your life is too busy. It's too busy. And part of the pruning that God wants to do in your life is to cut away some of the activities that you're doing so that you can slow down. God wants you to slow down and stop and smell the roses. It's more than a saying, it's a way of life. If you don't stop and smell the roses, you can't enjoy the fragrance. You can't enjoy the moment. You can't enjoy the beauty. You know what? There's some roses up here. Mmm. They smell good. I like them. I give you permission today as the priest of this church, during communion or after communion. Oh, no, Father Joe, I can never do this. Yes, you can. I just gave you permission. During communion or after communion, if you have not been taking time to stop and smell the roses, get behind that altar and smell some of those roses and just slow down for a moment. Slow down for a moment and ask the Lord to begin to prune your life from all your busyness. The reason why you're so busy is you don't want to take time to look. You don't want to take time to feel. You don't want to take time to be. And it's such an important part of life. Finally, another reason why God might be wanting to do some pruning in your life is because of that dream that you have or that desire to do something different. That thought, that image, that dream, that movement in your spirit that keeps coming back and coming back and coming back. And what do you say? Oh, I'm too busy. I don't have time for that. Hello. You might just want to think about that for just a moment and realize that maybe, just maybe, God is speaking through me to you today and telling you that he wants to cut out two or three items of your life that you might begin to focus on that dream, that you might be able to focus on that vision. Joel and I were just talking about this the other day, that you might be able to focus on the new direction that God has for you because God has a new beginning in your life. You're so busy with all this other stuff, and God is flashing this new road to you, and you're too busy to look at it. It's time for some pruning in your life. It's time for some pruning in your life. And ultimately, let me say this to you. I have never liked pruning. I just don't like it. It's painful. Sometimes it takes too long. A lot of times the conversation I have with God is, God, you can prune anything but that. Hello, right? Oh, not that. Not them. Not now. But again, it's part of the trust, isn't it? It's part of the surrender. And as you and I are open to the pruning that God will bring into our life, there will be greater fruitfulness. There will be greater simplicity. There will be greater joy. There will be greater abundance. God brings pruning into our life only for our good and for the good of everybody else. If there is a heap of branches laying beside your life about a month from now, then this message will have served its purpose. Because I have a promise for you out of God's word that he only prunes fruitful vines that they would be more fruitful. Hallelujah. Some of you are starting to smile. You're getting it. You're starting to smile. So, you can have a life that's full of branches, full of leaves, full of growth. Or you could have a life that has the most incredible, juiciest, sweetest, abundant grapes that you could ever want or imagine. You just can't have both. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.